This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. A lot happens in an economy in a plague year. Happenings that are arguably more pronounced, definitely more noticeable in the centers of that economy. According to the Real Estate Board of New York, commercial vacancy rates in Manhattan are up nearly 70% over last year. And in that funny way that capitalism works, rents on retail spaces are down. Same thing is true in what are sometimes called the outer boroughs. That includes Brooklyn. But there are some signs that commercial real estate there is starting to come back. Marketplace's Samantha Fields went to have a look.
When Pooja Bavishi wanted to open her specialty ice cream store a couple years ago, she looked at probably 50 or 60 spaces. Eventually, she found a cute storefront in Brooklyn on a street with lots of little upscale boutiques and restaurants. In 2019, she opened her shop called Malai.
We do a lot of Indian-inspired ice cream flavors, just flavors of my childhood, flavor memories that I have.
There's masala chai, red chili chocolate, rose with cinnamon roasted almonds, and one Bavishi came up with for the Hindu festival, Holi.
Fennel seeds and cardamom and saffron and black pepper, and mixed with almonds.
Malai had only been open for a year when the pandemic hit, and it closed for almost 4 months. But Bavishi says people started ordering her ice cream online. A lot of ice cream.
Our shipments went up by 1,200%.
1,200%. That's why on a sunny, freezing morning, Bavishi is driving around Brooklyn with her real estate brokers, Peter Schubert and Abby Chang.
So, Carroll Gardens, about 10 blocks down.
She's looking for a second, very different kind of space where she and her staff can store, pack, and ship pints and pints of ice cream.
That's fine, parking.
Here?
About 10 blocks away is a much more industrial area with warehouse-type spaces Bavishi wants to see.
There's a little tiny, office here.
This is nothing like the little boutique ice cream parlor feel of her store. This metal garage door opens into 2,000 square feet of empty space.
This is great because the UPS truck could just, come up here.
Yeah.
The pandemic has completely upended Bavishi's business model. She's gone from mostly retail to mostly e-commerce. And to keep growing that part of the business, she needs this second location. There are a lot of potential options. Her broker, Peter Schubert, at Terra CRG, estimates that between 10 and 20% of commercial real estate in Brooklyn is vacant right now, at least officially.
On top of that 10 or 20%, we know that there's kind of the shadow inventory of these other spaces which haven't quite hit the market yet. You know, I think we're at some kind of a record number, probably historic number, that in some cases are in the 20 to 30% range.
But Schubert says the market is starting to turn around.
I feel we hit some inflection point sometime in the last 6 or 8 weeks.
He's getting a lot more calls from prospective tenants after months of almost none.
It's been a terrible year.
Michael Pinchik owns dozens of buildings with retail space in Brooklyn. He is also starting to get calls from prospective tenants.
A lot of new entrepreneurs are going to have an opportunity to open shop when that wouldn't have been possible because the rents have been affected and they are down somewhat.
Not nearly as much as some tenants expect, though. Maybe 5, 10, 15%, he says, depending on location. Even so, it is a tenant's market, and Pooja Bavishi is looking to take advantage.
To think that just a year ago I was looking up bankruptcy laws, and a year later I'm looking for a second space. It's exciting, and I'm really proud. I'm really proud of the company. I'm really proud of my team.
And she's ready to sign another lease to see how much more her business can grow. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.